Dreamscape presents Rivka Takes a Bow by Betty Rosenberg Perlov. Narrated by Elizabeth Cottle. Papa pastes on a brown curly mustache and picks up a cane. Mama puts on a white wig. She bends over when she walks. Suddenly, they are an old man and an old lady. I can hardly recognize them. Mama and Papa are actors in the Yiddish theater. Sometimes they take me with them to work. We ride the subway train in noisy, dark tunnels under the sidewalks. When we get off at Union Square, we walk up a lot of steps to the street. I am always glad to see the sky. On the way to the theater, we stop at the automat for a snack. There are little boxes in the walls with glass windows that let you see the food. I always get cherry pie. I slide my nickel into the slot, and the window opens. After I take out my pie, someone behind the wall puts another piece there for the next customer. Yiddish theaters line each side of 2nd Avenue. Mama and Papa work at the Grand. When we arrive, first we go to their dressing rooms backstage. This is where they put on their costumes and makeup. Sometimes, Mama dresses up like a little girl, with two long braids tied with big red bows. One time, she was supposed to be a boy, so she put on short pants and pushed all her pretty hair into a cap. She looked just like the boy who lives downstairs. When I watch Papa put on makeup, he explains,
"I take this little piece of hair out of the package and pull it until it becomes thick. Then I take this bottle of paste and brush it on my cheeks and chin. When I put the hair over the paste, it becomes a beard and a mustache."
"Are you really my papa?" I ask him.
Piff puff. Not to worry.